son, Darren Von Ruden, is the Wisconsin Farmers Union president. But where did he get that passion? Meet Farmers Union veterans Thea and Dale Von Ruden as they tell us about dairy of yesteryears.
We thought it was like in 1968 that we had joined, and we took a life membership, and we remember that it was $200, which is really a cheap membership compared to what it costs today. But I guess that when Deb looked it up, our original time of membership was actually 1972. You know, so, but it's a few years ago.
So how has Farmers Union changed since you guys first joined?
Oh, how has it changed? Well, because of the differing types of agriculture today, when we were young farmers and dairy was our main menu, you know, and that was our thing that we really were interested in because that's what we did. And we had lots of friends and neighbors that farmed as well, only dairy farmers. But nowadays, farming is so diversified on the land with, you know, the crops and the vegetables and different types of farming, not just dairy farmers, beef farmers, hog farmers, goats and sheep, and, you know, and then all the vegetables. That in itself has made for a real diversified membership in Farmers Union.
And another farming operation that's really growing is community-based
agriculture. Community-supported agriculture. CSAs, they're called, yes. Yeah, we have some of those in our neighborhood, too. So, and Farmers Union has invited all those people in for membership because they're on the land and they have concerns.
But one thing that changed on our farm is organic now. And it's been our son Darren got certified organic probably about 8 years ago. So that was one big change on the farm, was going organic. And we do, besides we tap maple trees. So we have about 500 maple trees tapped, and so we do that too now, plus dairy farming.
So have you gone through economic hardship with your farm like we are facing now?
Oh yes, back in 89, the price of milk dropped. Interest was high, and it dropped about 30% in just a couple of months. And we had farm debt. We had Darren wanting to farm, and he was buying into the farm, you know, cattle and machinery. And we were building a new house because Darren and Joanne were going to be married. So we went to driving truck. We went to school for 5 weeks and learned how to drive a semi. And that would have been in the early 90s, I suppose. The farm price, I think, the dairy price dropped in 88 and 89. And we just felt like there wasn't any answer, but one of us had to leave the farm. The 51 cows just wasn't enough for two families. And so Dale and I learned how to drive a truck, and so we then earned our income off the farm. But we've seen these prices come and go, and it's such a devastating thing for some families. And in the 90s, you know, we were told, well, this is going to be a way to get rid of the marginal farmers, you know, and those farmers that are struggling anyway. Even if the prices are good, they're going to struggle anyway. Well, you know what? They still have a right. They still have a right to be on the land and to make a living on the land. So, yeah.
So, knowing or having gone through this before, having survived an economic downturn, what legislation would you like to see come from this?
Well, I would like to see legislation that supports the market for the income to come to the farmer from the marketplace, not from handouts. I think by and large, farmers really want to have their income come from the marketplace, from the product that they produce. And dairying, that's milk and cheese and ice cream and all those good things that we so enjoy to have. And legislation needs to be in place to keep that price on a steady level playing field, not these ups and downs that are so hard to endure.
What about you, Dale?
Yeah, I agree with Thea that, yeah, we need a price that will support a farm. And like she said, farmers don't want handouts. They want a good, honest pay for an honest day's job. And that's what I hope we can get.
Some words of advice to younger generations from lifelong Farmers Union members Thea and Dale Von Ruden. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.